If you died, came back, and found out heaven is real, would you tell anyone? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Captain Dale Black with Dale Black Ministries, who died from a plane crash, then came back, and his ministry is to tell everyone that Jesus is real.
And I think for me, I could say if I saw heaven, came back, I'd want to tell the whole world. The only thing that would stop me is if Jesus himself said, I don't want you to tell anyone, this is just for you to know. That would be the only thing. But I understand why some people probably don't tell is because how would anyone ever believe them? There's no way to really reveal it, show it. It's just their word. It's their testimony.
I mean, yeah, that's true. You know, you could come to the point and be like, and you can even doubt yourself, or you get to the point where you're like, I don't know if anybody would believe me. They might think I'm crazy.
Right. And it could be pretty scary. But what's interesting is that there are many people who die and come back. In fact, I know there's not a science on it because science is not based on spiritual things. But if there were, that we could prove that people who die have some type of experience where they either go to heaven or hell or experience hearing a voice, the voice of God.
Well, you know, there are some studies that have been done for this. Mm-hmm. And every year there's 200,000 people who die and then come back, what they call a near-death experience, and they have some type of spiritual encounter. Now, what's interesting is that many, many of those, even atheists, encounter Jesus Christ. They did actually a study that 50% of the atheists who died and came back experienced an encounter with Jesus Christ.
Right. And in that study, they were given a second chance at life. It didn't mean that they went to heaven.
No.
And it meant that they were given a chance. And when they came back to earth, they chose Jesus as their savior.
Yes.
And started following his ways. And we're going to find out more about life after death and heaven and what Captain Dale Black found out right here after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Thornton Family Dentistry and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Thornton Family Dentistry is committed to providing comprehensive dental and orthodontic care to your family, treating every patient as unique and special. They offer two locations for your convenience, 2300 East 120th Avenue, just east of York Street, and 810 East 88th Avenue, just west of Washington. Call them now for an appointment at 303-254-8828. That's 303-254-8828.
Do aliens exist?
Is there more than one way to God?
Is casual sex okay?
Our new 11th hour TV show is tackling difficult
philosophical,
cultural,
and spiritual questions
in a fun new way from many perspectives to help you decide for yourself.
Watch us on the 11th hour, Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
on CTN, available on Comcast and Dish Network.
Dish Network.
For more information, go to www.awakeningthenations.com. That's www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Lay.
Hello, everyone.
And joining us is Captain Dale Black, and he is a former airline pilot and instructor for captains. And at age 19 years old, he was in a deadly accident. He died and came back. And in that experience, he really started to seek the Lord. It took him a while to recover and never thought, well, actually, he did think he wanted to be a captain. He wanted to be a pilot, but doctors never thought he could. Well, he did. And he shares some powerful stories of what happened through his life, his recovery. He has this ministry where he shares messages from heaven, and we're going to find out more about him and the books he has. So let's welcome to the show, Captain Dale Black. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me, and pleasure to know you too.
Yes, it's so wonderful to get to speak with you, and I've read your book, and it's a powerful, I mean, I'm not a strong book reader, but I read right through it. It just kept me on the edge of my seat, and it's all true what happened to you in your life.
Well, thanks the Lord. Yeah, I'm glad you liked it. And that's the whole point. We just want to be a glory to God and be a reflection of the way He wants us to live this short life we live here on earth. And so, yeah, I'm glad it was a blessing to you. Praise the Lord.
And one of the things that caught me in your book is that after you started to recover, you told your grandpa your experience in heaven. But he said, Dale Live it out. Don't tell people. Let them see that you've been to heaven by the way you live your life. And so that's why it took you so long to really write a book or tell people about that. Is that right?
Pretty close to that. Grandpa suggested that I consider that prayerfully instead of going telling about it. Why not live your life as a reflection? So he said, pray about that, which I did. And about 3 days later, I knew for sure. I made an agreement with God, not Grandpa. I made an agreement with God that I was not going to share the story until God made it clear and told Grandpa about that. And he said, okay, I totally support that. So it was our pact to not share it with anybody. I told God, I said, Lord, if I ever get married, I won't tell them until you tell me. If I ever have kids, I won't tell them until you give me the green light. I'll go as long as you want. I figured 2-3 years, and then he would probably have me tell the story. But no, I never did tell the story, and I never felt prompted to until 40 years later. Wow. And it was supernatural. You know, my feet are on solid ground with God's word. I'm a businessman, been trained as an engineer. I'm a pilot by trade. I mean, I don't like to talk about weird things that are not provable, yet God has made it clear to me that that's what I am to do. Mm. I can't prove my story, but if you look at my life, if you can add 2 and 2, you can probably realize that something happened to me at age 19, because at that moment, I changed, and my life's always been different. I beat from a different drum. Nothing's been the same. I pay my own way to do everything. I don't do anything in ministry in order for personal gain. My family is sacrificed, and I have sacrificed, and we love God. We have the joy of the Lord, and we live like it's a New Testament lifestyle here. And it's not without troubles and not without challenges, but it's what God wants.
You've been through a lot of challenges, and you have these messages from heaven, and you also write screenplays. Can you tell me a little bit about the ministry, how it got started, and all the things that you do?
It started in 1981, and at that point, we thought all we would do and all we would ever do is build little hospitals, build churches, hospital clinics. We started an orphanage, and then we started, after that, phase two, we started taking teams of lay people out to missions, and we actually build things. And then that evolved into where, hey, we said, why build something if we're not going to take the gospel in real form? So we started taking gospel tracts and Bibles, and we would bomb the cities from the air first with 100,000 leaflets of gospel tracts. And then we would, we would land on that city, and they would say, oh, yeah, we know you. We've got your leaflet. But of course, in some cases, we got in trouble. But in most of the cases, people were appreciative of where we dropped these. And yeah, we would show the Jesus film and have salvation message, and people would come forward to receive Jesus. We'd give food and clothing and love of God. And we did that for year after year after year. Went to almost every continent except we never went to Asia. For some strange reason, we never got to Asia. And I don't know why that is, but we've been all over South America, Central America, Africa, Middle East, Europe everywhere, Russia, Canada, of course. That was where we were. And then now that I'm a retired airline pilot, no longer flying for the airlines, now we have just as much zeal as we've always had. We're older, yes, but boy, we just love God's word, and we love the energy and the life that comes from God's Holy Spirit. And we have a weekly video teaching that comes out every week on the Dale Black Ministries YouTube channel. You can also see the videos at our website at daleblack.org. And my wife, who's a wonderful teacher of God's word, a great Bible teacher, and a beautiful girl too, I think for sure, and a lot of people do, but she was diagnosed with terminal cancer, given 3 to 6 months to live. She has a book called Life, Cancer, and God, and it teaches people how to beat terminal cancer. Anybody can beat cancer.
And you have 2 other books, too. Can you tell us about those and how people can get those books from your experiences in heaven as well?
Yes, Visiting Heaven is a three-book series. The first book is out now. You can find it at Amazon.com or go to DaleBlack.org. If you go to DaleBlack.org, I think it's the same price as far as I can tell, but it will be a signed autographed copy, and it'll be at your local Christian bookstore as well. But that's Visiting Heaven, Secrets of Life After Death, and that book is sharing the extraordinary description of life inside the city of heaven, which has been over 40 years of waiting to tell the story.
Wow.
Another is called How God Heals, and my wife and I are really committed to helping the body of Christ live long and live strong by healing from God your body, soul, and spirit, all three, ministering God's healing power to the body, soul, and spirit. Nothing fake, nothing manufactured, the real deal. God wants you well.
Amen.
And then Flight to Heaven is the original book that I wrote, and it's a pilot's true story. It talks about the plane crash, my being the only survivor, a journey to heaven and back, and it was a bestseller when it first came out. And there's talk about making that into a movie, and there's more than talk.
Yeah, it's an amazing book. That's what grabbed my attention. And so if you're listening to this program, you have to get one of those books. All you have to do is go to DaleBlack.org. And I read the one where I was on the edge of my seat, but I'm now interested in all the other ones. But we just thank you for the ministry that you guys are doing and how you're reaching people all over the world. And even through this radio show, as people tune into your station on YouTube, and they also go to DaleBlack.org for those books. Thank you so much for sharing with us. And we pray God blesses you and your wife and your ministry and your family.
And my wife and I, we are so honored to be a part of this remnant church with you two. You're doing a wonderful, marvelous work in the last days. We know God has raised you up, and we support you.
Amen. Mm. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Well, Father God, we just thank you so much that, you know, in some of those books, you're going to really be learning about the love of God. And what is heaven all about? It's about experiencing something that we talk about by faith, where it's no longer faith, it becomes reality.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that Jesus is real? And God, heaven, all those things. And if you haven't experienced it, you can come into a walking relationship with Jesus Christ even right now.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus, we just call out to you and we ask you, Lord God, begin to make the truth of the spiritual realm real to us. Open our eyes, open our ears to hear, and give us hearts that understand. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.